to play me latest chart topper. It's called Me Fans Are Stupid Pigs.
The following training video contains performances by highly trained professional criminals.
I think the message to psychos, fanatics, murderers, nutcases all over the world is do not mess with suburbanites because, frankly, we're just not going to take it anymore.
What are you doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I had to get that there crossroads last midnight. Sell my soul to the devil.
What'd the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, he taught me to play this here guitar real good.
Podcasting live from the Nut House basement down by the river, across the street from the water treatment plant in lovely Lawrence, Kansas. You are listening to Sunglasses After Dark. My name is Nick. I'm your host each and every week for this punk rock vinyl party down here in the basement. This week, a lot of new stuff. Kind of, it's odd. New to me stuff, let's put it that way. A lot of things that I picked up post-record store day at various record stores. Some stuff that's come in the mail, etc., so on and so forth. I think every little set here has been organized well. They're all pretty disparate, but I think it gradually builds to the end, and I think you're going to like this week's episode. I certainly did. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of different stuff rather than all one sonic theme. We're going to start it off, I didn't really intend this to be all ladies, but I think that's what we're going to end up with. And we're going to get it started from their split with the Have-Nots from Japan. This is The Soviets with 30 Minutes or Less. What you want?
Time gone, 20 cars,
from their very, very excellent 7-inch, I Don't Want to Startle You, But They Are Going to Kill Most of Us, that was This Is My Fist with Last of the Ammunition. A band that I initially wanted to dislike because of their name, they're gradually becoming a favorite down here in the basement. Kind of crusty, kind of not really. Definitely a good for anyone who's a fan of something like Naked Aggression or any of those bands. Fun. It's got some political ambition behind it, but it's still catchy and sing-alongy, and I really appreciate that. Anyhow, that was This Is My Fist. Before that, Runaway, not the song of the same name by Del Shannon, obviously. That was by Discount from their Wonder Pulled Me Under EP. Discount, not, you know, once upon a time, famous in their own right for being sort of like the band that everybody liked that should have gotten big but never did. But now, sadly, mostly a footnote in the career of Alison Mossart, who has now gone on to far greater fame as frontwoman for The Kills, to say nothing of the Dead Weather, the Jack White project that she does. She is known as VV or Double V in The Kills. And, man, like, if you want to have fun, just go to YouTube and, punch in Discount or, and, like, Half Fiction or something like that, and watch videos of her then watch videos of her now. It is night and day, night and fucking day. And we started that out, with the Soviets, doing 30 minutes or less from their split with the Have-Nots, that is a, like, Japan, America split. Now, Sturgeon, from the Soviets has gone on, to now is part of the very, very excellent The Gateway District, who have a new album coming out this summer. You can preview it on Punk News and you can see the video for the first track online. And if it doesn't kick your ass, I refuse to have you as a listener anymore. Apologies for all the squeaking and everything. I think I need to oil the chair from which I do this podcast. I believe I will do this while this next set gets going. It's a little street punky, it's a little hardcore-y, and it starts out with the very wonderful British band Beer Zone from their Gaza Gaza single. This is Brighton.
Bars for jars and beer and shots and it really rocks. the club is closing, but everyone's still posing. We don't want to go home yet. Keith has been a smarty, he sorted out a party. That looks like the best bet. Now the party's over, they're getting super sober. It's nearly a quarter to three. Time to rock and bump, then we jump into the cab. Farewell to Brighton, it seems alright to me.
Probably their only hit single, for what it was worth. That was Pa, originally from Lawrence, Kansas. That song is Jesse, and is from the single of the same name. I believe it was originally on their Death to Traitors LP. Yeah, man, great song. Ode to a Dog. Now, surprisingly, yeah, Pa never really caught on. They were kind of like one of those definitely third-tier 90s act. Big in Lawrence, not anywhere else, unfortunately. Before that, from St. Louis, Ultraman, doing The Game. That is from their Mr. Yuck single. Now, that is like the only track that didn't get re-recorded for their Freezing Inside LP. All the other tracks on there, Mr. Yuck and Eggboy and Yipes, were all re-recorded. The Game, not. That is their debut, self-titled debut EP, for which I probably paid far too much money. But definitely, that song, sort of a lost classic of late 80s hardcore. And we started everything off with Beer Zone doing Brighton from their Gaza Gaza single. Definitely one of those oi bands of the late 90s, early 2000s that just kind of got lost in the shuffle. Very catchy, very fun sort of band. Definitely had a sense of humor. They covered Ernie, the fastest milkman in the West, originally by Benny Hill, on their They Came, They Saw, They Conquered LP. I feel like I'm trying to cram it too much information, but like, there's so much to say about all these bands this week. Pretty much everything I've played thus far has been from a 7-inch or a single, and this next set is no different. I picked up this next single from the Love Garden Dollar Bin. It is the excellent Garage Act Cause Commotion, and from their Arno Kleine EP, this is I Don't Want to Know.
Oh,
from a split release with Beck. That was the late J Retard with Gamma Ray, originally a Beck song. They both do the same song. There are two versions of that single. There's one that has Beck doing it, and then a remix on the B-side, and then there's the one with Beck doing the original, and then J Retard covering it on the B-side. I recommend, obviously, the J Retard version. Before that, the Coconut Coolouts did I Want to Come Back from the World of LSD from the single of the same name, which has a fucked-up cover of Purple Haze on the B-side. That's an import, and you'll probably pay dearly for it, but anything by the Coconut Coolouts is worth owning. And we start everything off with Cause Commotion doing I Don't Want to Know from their Arno Kleine EP. Like I said, from Dollar thing, and that is self-released thingy 45. This next set gets a little emo-y, gets a little indie, pop, punk, whatever you want to call it. From their final release that didn't end up being their final release, they were the last songs ever recorded by the Urgs, but not necessarily the last release. The Thrash Compactor EP came out after this, definitely, and I think maybe even that split with Teenage Bottle Rocket may have post-dated this as well. But anyhow, from their final release, That's It, Bye, on Don Giovanni Records, this is the Urgs with Piltdown Man.
Forever looking for something. when life is a beach. You've got the sun and the sand in your suit, all within your reach. So take off.
Words so becoming.
from the classic pop punk compilation on Lookout Records. That was Jawbreaker with Seafoam Green. The name of that compilation is Punk USA, curated by Ben Weasel. And just if it was a pop punk act in the early to mid 90s, post Mr. T experience, they're on that comp. Beatnik Termites, Face to Face, The Pink Lincolns, Moral Crux, The Queers, Sinkhole, The Vindictives, Screeching Weasel. Oh, yeah. And of course, that very, very excellent Jawbreaker track. I would say that the two best Jawbreaker tracks were non-album songs. That one, Seafoam Green, and Kiss the Bottle. Probably my two favorite Jawbreaker songs. Before that, Piebald with Still We Let It Choke Us from If It Weren't for Venetian Blinds, It Would Be Curtains for Us All. Yeah, I'm probably going to play a track off of that triple LP compilation of their first three LPs that Rise put out for Record Store Day. Every week until I've gone through all three of them, so there's still one to go. But yes, Still We Let It Choke Us with the fantastic line, "Life is a bitch, life is a beach." And we start everything out with the Ergs doing Piltdown Man from That's It Bye. Now, Piltdown Man, a reference to a concrete statue, essentially, in Piltdown, England, that for the longest time people thought was a petrified man and just ended up being a hoax played on everyone. It took a very long time before somebody finally realized what it was. For the whole story, you can find that on Wikipedia as well. I believe it is in the excellent Paradox Press book, The Big Book of Hoaxes. Last set, we're going a little alt country. We're going to go a little actual country, and we're going to go a little punk country. And we're going to start it out with the Denver band Ten Horn Prayer, featuring members of Love Me Destroyer and various other Denver punk acts, playing sort of an alt country bluegrassy thing that I think just is absolutely fantastic. And this track, the first time I heard it, I had to play it a couple times in a row, and It's the lines in it. Listen to the lyrics. It will kick your ass. From their Get Busy Dying LP, this is Crime Scene Cleanup Crew.
Crime scene, clean up team, I'm sorry for the mess I'm gonna make. take off your clothes and slip under the sheets. Then I turn and kick the boots off my feet. Hey, I pull your clothes without a word, cause there's no need to speak. Girl, beauty like yours is hard to beat. But I'll be gone in the morning I'll be gone. Done something wrong. In the morning when you wake, find me gone. Just a look from the fiery eyes can all but erase the memory of any other's face. And the passion and the leash often caused me to misplace and lose all track of time without a trace.
From the LP Guitars, Cadillacs, Etc., Etc., that was Dwight Yoakam with I'll Be Gone. Of course, that was Dwight Yoakam. Who else could that be? Well, maybe Buck Owens. yeah, you know, I take a certain amount of crap for playing Dwight Yoakam on this podcast. But you know what? If there's a country music star alive today who could be considered punk rock, Dwight Yoakam is. The fact that he continually does a classic Bakersfield sound, which, you know, in its time was actually kind of not country at all, but now is more country than country. So figure that out, the Bakersfield country-politan sound, Dwight Yoakam. Before that, Jello Biafra and Mojo Nixon. Jello Biafra, obviously, of the Dead Kennedys, Mojo Nixon of Texas, and notably of his Skid Roper and Mojo Nixon tune Elvis Is Everywhere, as well as such other classic hits. Debbie Gibson Is Pregnant With My Two-Head, Love Child, Bring Me the Head of David Geffen, etc., so on and so forth. That was Will the Fetus Be Aborted, from the single of the same name, originally on the Prairie Home Invasion LP. Obviously a takeoff of Will the Circle Be Unbroken, the classic. I've been using that a word, but it is. Will the Circle Be Unbroken is definitely a classic song done by the Carter Family and many, many more. And we started everything off with Ten Horn Prayer doing Crime Scene Cleanup Crew from their Get Busy Dying LP, recently issued on LP, courtesy of Bermuda Mohawk Productions. I recommend picking it up. There's a review of it on the Rockstar Journalist site, and you can get it pretty cheap. And that's it for this week. Thank you for listening. As always, thanks to not necessarily my beer sponsor, but definitely the beer I consumed while recording that, and that would be from the wonderful, wonderful Tallgrass Brewing Company in Manhattan, Kansas. Their new Halcyon Unfiltered Wheat Beer. Man, it kicks ass. If you like Boulevard Wheat, but you want something that's got a little more flavor to it, and something that packs a little bit more of a punch, it's a buck a six-pack cheaper. You can't ask for anything better than that. You can find them online at tallgrassbeer.com, and you can find them in most liquor stores in the state of Kansas that carry good beer. Anyhow, tell your friends to download and listen to the podcast. Tell your friends with bands and record labels to send me stuff. I certainly have a few things in the mail courtesy of those sort of hookups. And thank you for listening. You can find me blogging as many days a week as I possibly can at rockstarjournalist.com, where we talk about books and zines and records and tapes and all of the tangible musical objects in this digital age of ours. This podcast goes up each and every Thursday morning at 8 a.m. at that very same place, and you can find me on Twitter at Nuthouse Punks. Until next week, thanks for listening.